increase their influence, we could say they have changed the world. Matthew Fox quoted the eco-philosopher David Orr, who described hope as a verb with the sleeves rolled up. And on December 3rd here, in his sermon, he said to us, hope is not about optimism, not about paying attention to the facts, as dire and apocalyptic as they may be. Hope is about going to work, rolling up our sleeves and working, not out of an action-reaction reptilian brain response, but working out of a deeper place within us, the place where possibility emerges, the place where creativity catches fire. That can describe 3rd Isaiah, who wrote after Israel's Babylonian captivity. He faced his people's return to their homeland when they were faced with poverty, destruction, corruption. Their home had become an unwelcome place. Their suffering was not over. In the midst of this profound discouragement, the prophet writes, "For Zion's sake, I will not keep silent, and for Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest. You shall become a crown of beauty in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of your God." The prophet called the people to action out of deep hope. Paul's letter to the Galatians has been called a manifesto of freedom, written before any of the Gospels. And he speaks from his own Pharisaic background, saying that God has done something miraculous, calling us to transformation, to a spiritual second birth. Paul is speaking out of that deeper place within himself where he has experienced profound transformation. And he is passionate that this is not just about himself. He discerns this is a universal message of hope for all the world. We could say he's discovered that realm of fullness that we hear about in the prologue of John's Gospel, where the writer says, from his, Christ's, fullness, we have all received grace upon grace. Paul became known as the Apostle of Grace. In one sentence, the prologue of John sums up what Paul taught and preached. And he writes, "The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ, something wondrously new." This writer, called the mystic of all the gospel writers, was thought to be writing generations later. He uses the term grace 4 times in the prologue and not again in the entire gospel. In these verses, he identifies grace as the Word become flesh. The humanity of Jesus was fullness itself, the fullness of what he calls the creative Word in the Greek logos, that was present in all creation, at the heart of the existence of all things. At the heart of our existence is grace, the Word made flesh. So the humanity of Jesus speaks to our human condition. Grace is God with us, Emmanuel, in our humanity, in our flesh, in our weakness. Jesus exhibits God's glory, full of grace and truth. Jesus mediates through grace God's benefits for God's people. So to those who received him, he gave authority to become children of God. The writer of this prologue addresses a question that we may have. It's the subtle question of how can there be any possibility